Patsy Jones, PATSYJONES, 11/5/40. Date of birth 11/5/40. Today's 7/25/22. This is an 81-year-old woman who's been admitted, who's being evaluated for admission to hospice for CHF. Period. The paragraph patient is a pastor and a preacher. She's 81 years old. She's alert. She's awake. But she's very short of breath. She's rather obese. She states that she's having trouble with difficulty with CHF for years. She was told her EF is 25 about a year ago, but she feels like it's much worse now, period. She states that she no longer wants to go back to the hospital. She wants to use her oxygen, wants to be on pain medication to keep her comfortable and to go be with the Lord, period. Social, she was married. Her husband passed away years ago. She has two children. She's a pastor and a woman of God. She used to smoke and drink, but no longer, period. She goes to Herman Memorial. That's where she's been hospitalized in the past, which we will ask for records, but no longer wants to be ever hospitalized again. Surgery, hysterectomy. Medical problems. She's obese. She's bedridden. She has CHF, diabetes. Her blood sugar was 250 on 70/30 insulin, 40 units BID. She suffers from DJD hypoxemia. Her O2 sat's 90% on 1 liter. She doesn't want to increase that anymore. She suffers from Parkinsonism, lower extremity edema, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension. Her blood pressure runs usually around 160 to 170 as it was today. Allergy. Penicillin, sulfa, lisinopril, Nexium. Medications, Pepcid, Neurontin, Nystatin, Lumigan, L-U-M-I-G-A-N, Senomet, Coric, Nifedipine, Tylenol, Eliquis, Isodil, Aspirin, Lasix, Lipitor. COVID immunization, has had both COVID immunization and COVID infection in the past. Review of system, she's short of breath, she can only sleep with her head of the bed elevated at 45 degrees. She's totally and completely bedbound, no longer able to get out of bed. She has a caretaker that comes in the morning and stays till 1:30. As a matter of fact, she had to be seen before 1:30 because after that she's in bed and no longer can get out of bed and nobody can open the door. Again, she's short of breath. At rest, she's short of breath with any kind of activity. Her O2 sat is low, even with 1 liter of oxygen. She doesn't want to increase her oxygen. She suffers from leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy, lower extremity edema, and severe diabetic neuropathy. Oh, to all, her medication also adds hydralazine 100 milligram and clonidine 0.2 milligram. On exam, she has a blood pressure of 170 over 90, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, or two side 90% on 1 liter. Hearts, positives on positives two with ectopics. Lungs, bronchi rouse, both bases. Abdomen, obese. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows pedal edema bilaterally. Positive pulses. Equal but irregular. Neurological movement off for extremities. Here we have assessment. Here we have 81-year-old woman with definite end-stage CHF, period. Her ejection fraction, she reports at 25%. She's very intelligent. She no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital, period. In the paragraph, she suffers also from diabetes. Her blood sugar, as best, is 160 to 170 with insulin 70/30, 40 units BID. Oh, also add that to her medication. Insulin, 40 units, 70/30 BID. Next number, she's short of breath. Next number, she's total ADL dependent. Next number, she's totally bedbound. Next number, she's no longer able to get out of bed. Next number, she wears a diaper. Next number, she's in pain because of diabetic neuropathy on Neurontin. Next number, Parkinsonism. Next number, hypertension, partially controlled. Next number, is cardiomyopathy related to with ejection fraction of 25%, which most likely is lower now. With chronic congestive heart failure. Next number, she was given the option of defibrillator, but she declined last year. Next number, Parkinsonism. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number, patient is overall has a great attitude, but medical and physically doing quite poor to the point that she qualifies for hospice care and has most likely less than 6 months to live at her current state. Thank you.